Good.
Welcome back to the track meeting, the third for the year. Yay, one down, one more to go. February 22nd, 2022, 3:52 p.m. We have in attendance Ms. Kali Luna, Cynthia Luna, Deidre Hastings, and myself, Damaris Velasquez. We're going to go ahead and start with the agenda, and we're going to start with the health services.
Okay, so since we last got together, since our last meeting, I have sent in my reports to the state on our immunizations on all the children here at the school, and then that was a big deal getting that in. And then when we came back after Christmas break, we had another COVID outbreak. So that has been still going on. So finally, it's starting to decrease this week, and a little bit last week it was going down. So 2 weeks ago was our peak, and of 50 cases for the whole district, and since then now it's trending downward. So that's good news. But yeah, all the entire month of January, every week had a lot of cases. So our highest month of the entire school year. So with that new variant, and we're glad that it's decreasing. I'm just working on keeping track of that, and also documenting on my hearing and vision screenings, and that is about it.
What are the district's requirements right now for when someone tests and then close contacts and all that?
So that's a great question. So we just as a district changed the policy to the public's recommendations by the CDC for the 5 days isolation or quarantine, followed by the 5 days of mask wearing in public or at school. So we do that for all our positive cases, and we do it for their household close contacts, the household ones. Now, if somebody wants to close contact themselves or family member, or non-household, because of that, you can choose to do that still. We'll excuse it. It's just that we're not going to enforce it, and we still don't do that in the classroom. We just notify by the letter and for the whole school, and then I report to the Department of Health. So
what if they're vaccinated?
Someone's vaccinated. A student
close contact in the household. Does that matter?
It does, but if you're not having any symptoms and you have your booster, your 6-month booster on top of the full vaccination status, as long as you have no symptoms, you can attend school for student and staff. Yeah, just the unvaccinated the unvaccinated staff member who is close contact, even if they have no symptoms, has to
quarantine. Well,
they don't have to quarantine. They can come if they test within those 5 days, like periodically, like on day 3, and then they have to test on day 5.
And we're not testing in the district anymore.
We don't have tests right now, no. And the student has to, if they have symptoms, they have to quarantine. Yeah, nobody should be here with symptoms, so just to make it easy. Like constant cough, fever, vomiting. Anything like that.
I mean, every symptom is COVID now. That's just the sad part.
Yeah.
I
don't really send home for sniffles unless it's like kind of interrupting class and like worrisome to the, if it becomes worrisome, I think, to the teacher and to other students. But I mean, if they're able, if it's like every second, yeah. I mean, it's kind of disturbing their day. But unless it's really bad, I mean, now that it's trending downward, it's most likely not that, but who knows? If they've had it, so many people have had it, so. But the cough, and then with sniffles and a sore throat. Oh, the sore throat's the other one. Mm-hmm. I forgot that one. A lot of people have had a sore throat with it.
A sore throat could be associated with anything else.
Mm-hmm.
You know, allergies.
So, yeah, I definitely do heighten, like, nothing else. When it's COVID is high, you know, I'm sorry. You're going to go home. And then when it lightens up again, I'll lighten up again. But that's just the way everybody does it. You have to, because you just don't know. But we're lightening up a little bit. We're still being cautious because there's still some cases, but it seems like it's lightening up.
Thank God. Mm-hmm. It's not just the kids, it's the staff.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes. Every week I had somebody out. Every week.
Teachers at all the campuses too.
Mm-hmm.
At one point we had like 13 out.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Miss Dunn said in one of our Thursday meetings she had a lot in junior high out at mm-hmm. the same time.
We did. So we, like, I can't make a call on that. I discuss it with Fuller, mm-hmm. the principals, and like, so he makes the call, and he didn't feel like it was, he felt like within a couple of days it would
tone
down, so, you know, suffer for the couple of days, but, and I mean, they got through it, so, mm-hmm. but.
It was rough.
But yeah, he has to make that call. But everyone voiced, discussed it. That's about all I have.
So we're going to move right along to food service. I don't have much going on in my department. Same shortage supplies, all kinds of shortage, but we're still tagging along and moving along. Trying to work with what we have, trying to stay true to our contract with our suppliers and making sure that what we buy is off the bid. It is a federal money department, or however you want to call it, federal funded program, so the guidelines are way more stricter than any other program for the district. So it puts us in a bind where we're having shortage supply, but we still have to feed the kids. But we're going right through it, along with it, battling having staff out during COVID and still trying to serve in each campus 300 plus kids. But we got through it, and that's it for our end. We don't have nothing major. We have a dinner audit coming up this month, and then...
What's the dinner audit?
So that is our program. The acronym is CACFP, and that's the program, the ACE Kids, the food we feed up the ACE Kids, or the kids when they go to sports, we send them. So they're going to come. I have to submit... some documentation online, and it's due next week, and then on the 22nd we would have either a virtual audit or the auditor would come in and see how we serve the kids and kind of examine all of that. So that's what's going on right now with us and what we're trying to deal with, and then that's it, just kind of rolling with the punches. So we're going to open it up to Coach Luna.
So today was the 100th day of school, and we had the kids' goal was to hit 100 miles, and they were able to bring their parents if they wanted to for each class period. We had a great turnout with the parents, and the kids love it. They see that their families are there, the grandparents, little brother, sister, older brothers and sisters, and they're like, I'm a showboat today. I'm going to run as fast as I can, and they just loved it. We have the Milers Club. And that's associated with it. So the kids, they do Big Lops around the tree, around the block top, that one lap is equal to a lap on the track. So you hit four laps, you hit your mile. So today we had some kids run 12 laps, and like that's 2.5 miles.
Are you still scanning?
12 laps, wow, that's 3 miles. I don't know.
Are you still scanning as they do this? Or they?
Today we didn't.
The scan program?
We're getting it up and ready. We've just been so behind with sports and everything. So trying to get that running again. But other than that, we're still in basketball season, so we're still dribbling and shooting with the kids. We're adding more drills. We're teaching them how to rebound and actually shoot the ball correctly instead of just both hands.
That's good. Prepare them for middle school.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, especially the fourth and fifth grade. We kind of get into detail with it, and they love it. And then for the little ones, we have the smaller baskets. So after they dribble, they could shoot. We give them some time just to shoot around, things like that. Then some of them do try to get the actual big goals. So, and once they get it, they get all excited. So, but it's just like them shooting and with their friends, they're more active and they love it. So, that's pretty much what I got going on.
I love today's thing. I think it's so much fun.
We did have planned a community activity this year. February, can y'all help me? Y'all remember?
The 24th. Thursday.
Yeah,
evening.
February 24th. But due to sports, COVID, shortage of staff, we really haven't been able to meet. And I just don't think right now it's the safest because of the numbers of COVID and the up and down. And yeah, we might be lower in numbers, but we just never know. So we're just going to put that off the calendar and visit it at a later time. It seems like we're gonna never get to do this community activity.
Does the ITT challenge, the one for the school districts and everybody, does that count as a community?
It does. Did you sign up? Because you're our head person, so our district should have gotten, I think, 5,000 points just by you signing up.
You're kidding.
Yes, and I did mention it to Roxanne, so if you wanna shoot her email, you're our parent head person. I don't know the exact title. There's like a title.
Parent representative?
No, it's no. Like the president. It's like the parent.
I need to pick up my game then because I only have like 1,200 points.
So the parent, president, representative of the Shaq committee. So reach out to Roxanne and tell her, hey, Samaris told me yesterday in our meeting that because I'm part of the Shaq and I'm the parent president, the district gets, I think it's like 5,000 points just by you signing up. Okay. So it helps the district gets more and more points. But yes, it is part of it.
I look on there all the time and I see like Miss Dunn and Miss Blows, they're going head to head. They've got like 50,000 points.
Oh, really?
I don't know what they're doing to get all those points.
So what you got to do every day, we talk about it every Thursday in our meetings. It's called the PLC meeting. We meet with Mr. Fuller, all the heads of the departments. And you just take a picture of your meal. I guess it's a picture thing. Mm-hmm. And you could backdate it. So if you fall behind a couple of days, you can go in and put in that information and you get the points. I know she's doing like weekly high five winners. Mm-hmm. So they get trophies for whoever, the students and the staff that are doing it. But it would help the district and probably give you extra points for signing up. Okay. And I know she said 2 employees of the district have already won gifts that they give from the head person that's running that challenge.
Miss Dunn.
It wasn't Miss Dunn. It was somebody from junior high, but it was not Miss Dunn.
It's there.
Miss Blows.
Miss Blows, really? She won it. They got 50,000 points.
Miss Blows and Miss Vocal have won prizes for that.
Are
y'all talking about the ITT
challenge?
Yes.
What are they doing?
I think every time you get in the hall and walk from one end to the other 12 times, and it's 1 mile.
Wow.
So they're doing that every afternoon after school, and then any other time you walk, you post it or whatever you want to post.
Yes, you have to.
And you earn points. And this week, you get double points.
So get on there.
Yes.
You need to sign on now. Thanks.
So I know she's talked about that. So yeah, that's something. Reach out to her.
Okay.
I did mention to her that you are head president, but I know she's so.
You're in charge.
Power's going ahead.
It can't happen without you here.
It cannot. Because obviously this committee should be run by the parents.
I'm going to walk right past her office tomorrow and knock on her window. You're talking
to the president, right?
And say, I'm the president for the SHAC committee, and I was told I get extra point, the district get extra point. Can you? And I know she's going
to
be
just
happy.
Just to verify that we got it?
Well, if you didn't, I don't know if in your application there's something specific you were to check, or she's a girl.
She would know
exactly what you need to do, how you need to do it.
So, okay, so I'm going on the app, and I've high-fived other people. Oh, look, I received 3 high-fives today.
Nice.
But we posted this morning, and it's the first time we've ever posted, but, like, we report our activity.
You walk every day.
Yeah, Brenda and I have been reporting our activity.
You got to put pictures.
Okay, so that's how you're getting more points.
Just take some selfies with her.
You have to take pictures?
Well, you add pictures, and you get more points for the pictures.
So ITT Community Challenge. It's Time Texas is what ITT stands for. So yeah, I only have 1,200 points, but
that's pretty good.
Now that's what I need to do, I guess, is start putting pictures.
I signed up
because
I've
just been doing all my walks.
And I always see you guys.
We don't ever post pictures today. We actually posted a picture.
Oh, cool.
And there's apparently a couple of places around town that you can go, and there's a map in here, and if you go to those places and, like, I guess check in while you're there, you get more points.
Really?
So it's like Bricefield.
Oh, wow.
Walk over there at some point, but like Bricefield, and then I guess the park and a couple of other places. Some places on Main Street too.
Bricefield sometimes, but I haven't gone in a little bit now since like before Christmas.
So yeah, Roxanne is your person. So okay. please, if we come to work tomorrow, because I don't know what's going on with the weather.
Mm-hmm.
We're supposed to hear about something this evening.
About whether or not y'all are going to do a late start or something?
Or something. Okay. But I think during the day it's going to be fine. After midday it's when it goes lower. So I don't know but we're supposed to hear something this evening. So, but if I do see her, I'm going to say, hey, does Miss Luna come check you out?
Okay. I'll make sure I contact her and I'll send her an email.
Email, yeah. She responds to the email pretty quick.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So, I don't have anything else. Our next date is...
Oh.
Let's look for that.
May or March?
April
13th.
April 13th.
Okay.
Okay, I don't know. 4 o'clock or do you want 3:45?
3:45 works for me. Today I was a little behind because I was doing something with the dinner program.
Okay.
But that concludes our SHAC meeting for today. It's 4:10 p.m. And I'll see y'all on April 13th.
Thank you.
Thank you.